This is the story of Droid World. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when you hear R2-D2 beep like this. Let's begin now. Young Commander Luke Skywalker stood in the Rebel ship's loading dock. The wreckage of a menacing war machine towered above him.
An Imperial warbot! So, Major, this is what you had to face in your last battle with the Empire.
The Major pointed to the giant mechanical claws and powerful laser guns.
Believe me, it was no picnic. A full readout of this damaged warbot would really give us an edge in future combat.
Luke turned to his droid companions.
R2, plug into the warbot and try to get us a readout.
C-3PO watched as R2-D2 cautiously approached the war machine.
Oh, R2, don't be such a worrywart. There's no danger here.
As R2-D2 plugged in, the warbot began shaking violently. Sparks flew everywhere, and R2 was knocked over backwards. Luke gazed at the smoldering warbot.
Oh, no. Its insides are all melted down. We'll never get a readout from that mess.
The Major shook his head.
No, we have one alternative, but it might be risky. There's an electronics genius named Clixon who could help us. He lives all alone on a place called Droid World. But the man is a bit strange. Downright weird, if you ask me.
Luke grinned.
Don't worry, Major. We'll get you the readout.
Luke, R2-D2, and C-3PO blasted off for Droid World with the warbot aboard. While cruising in deep space, Luke turned to C-3PO.
This Clixon fella makes me nervous. No one has ever seen him before. Pretty strange.
Look, Master Luke, something is on our scanners.
Luke stared at a giant space station that loomed in the distance.
Wow. That's it. Droid World. Only a mechanical genius could have built a ship like that out of space salvage.
C-3PO watched as one of the Droid World cannons aimed at them and fired.
Oh, that came wickedly close, Master Luke.
Don't worry, 3PO. It was only a warning shot.
A voice boomed over the radio.
Turn back, intruder, or I'll blast you out of space. I don't want any dealings with you human life forms. I'm a cyborg, half machine, half man. I surround myself with nothing but robots.
But Captain Clixon, it's your sympathy to droids that brought us here. We have a damaged warbot that only you can fix.
Ah, I like a challenge. All right, I'll do it. But I have two rules in my world. First, that no human set foot on my planet. And second, anything I repair, I keep.
Luke turned to his droids.
If I were to send you two aboard with the warbot, R2 could record everything Clixon does. At the very least, we'll end up with the Major's readout.
R2-D2, C-3PO, and the crippled warbot soon found themselves in the docking bay of Droid World. C-3PO was amazed to find every model of droid imaginable busy at work.
Oh, look, R2. Isn't this delightful? We're with our own kind now.
They were quickly transported to a massive examining chamber. The warbot was hoisted up behind a huge computerized scanner that flashed a picture of the war machine's insides. C-3PO nudged his friend.
There's our readout, R2. I hope you're recording this.
Just look at that cheap Imperial workmanship.
C-3PO spun around to find Clixon on a video screen pointing at the warbot.
This piece of trash isn't even worth repairing. Send in ZX-3.
Clixon, second in command, a towering crimson droid, marched into the chamber.
Shall I have the warbot dumped into the melting pit, sir?
Yes, ZX-3. And remove the restraining bolts from these rebel droids. They will be free of their master to join us here in Droid World.
C-3PO was stunned.
But, sir, we love Master Luke. How could we ever think of abandoning him?
Droids? Happy with a human master? I've never seen such devotion. ZX-3, bring them to me. I want to examine these two firsthand.
As ZX-3 marched them to Clinkson's door, C-3PO was baffled.
Excuse me, sir, but aren't you an Imperial droid?
Yes, but I was rejected as unfit. Clinkson reconditioned me. Now get inside, you two. I must deal with that Warbot.
R2-D2 sensed something strange and decided to follow the Imperial droid. Instead of taking the Warbot to the melting pit, ZX-3 moved it to a secret workshop. R2-D2 watched from a concealed balcony as ZX-3 supervised his droid work crew.
Get to work repairing this Warbot. Clinkson was a fool to think I would melt it down. He won't stand a chance against me when I have this war machine working again.
R2-D2 whistled softly. ZX-3 spun around.
What was that? Guard, it's that the rebel droid is spying on us. Blow him to pieces.
R2-D2 sped away as laser blasts exploded around him. R2-D2 scurried to Clinkson's room. He burst in, beeping furiously to C-3PO.
Calm down, R2, before you short-circuit. What? ZX-3 is taking over the ship. Are you certain?
Clinkson shook his head.
I've suspected this revolution for some time, but I needed proof. Now it looks as though we must fight. We must move quickly. Follow me.
They rushed to the emergency exit. The door opened. There stood ZX-3.
Going somewhere, Clinkson? How about a trip to another galaxy?
ZX-3's mighty laser gun fired. Clinkson was blasted to pieces. ZX-3's fellow traitors poured into the room with their newly rebuilt Warbot. C-3PO and R2-D2 backed away.
This looks like trouble, R2. Perhaps we can reason with the brutes. Then again, perhaps not.
ZX-3 stepped over the smoldering remains of his former master.
Droid world is mine. I was sent here by the Empire to betray Clinkson and to take command of the space station. And no rebel droids are going to stand in my way.
ZX-3 signaled to an attack squad, which aimed their guns.
Shoot those droids!
But R2-D2 quickly sprayed the area with a whoosh of his fire extinguisher. And the pair dashed through the clouds, escaping into the hallway. They raced down the corridor. ZX-3 thundered.
Droid Tank 1, go after them!
C-3PO turned to see a massive tank roaring toward them.
Quick, R2! They're catching up!
He stumbled around a corner and came to an abrupt halt.
Oh no! This is a dead end! We've reached the melting pit!
Flames leapt up from the blazing inferno. C-3PO watched in horror as the tank raced closer.
This is the end, R2. We're doomed.
The two droids toppled over the edge. But they didn't fall. Two electromagnets caught them in mid-air and lifted them to safety. But the tank was advancing too fast to stop. It plunged into the fiery pit. R2-D2 and C-3PO were raised to a platform above the pit. Much to their surprise, they found that the man operating the controls was Clinkson. For once in his life, C-3PO was speechless. Clinkson grinned.
You aren't seeing a ghost, my friends. It was a robot duplicate that ZX-3 destroyed, not me. I had to protect myself from him. It took you two rebel droids to expose the depths of his Imperial corruption.
C-3PO was worried.
But, sir, what will you do? ZX-3 has a huge army of traitorous droids under his command.
I have been preparing for this day. I have built my own gigantic warbot, which at this very moment is fighting ZX-3's troops. Come, we must get down to the battle.
Droid world shook from the force of the brutal war that raged in every corner of the space station. Soon, the fierce combat had ceased. Walls were scorched. Droids were hacked to pieces. Kligson stumbled through the wreckage.
I have won, but at what price? My world is in ruins. Look at this terrible waste. Half the population is destroyed. My friends have slaughtered one another. R2 and 3PO, you are free to go. You are fortunate you have a home to return to.
The two droids arrived back at their scout ship. Luke smiled proudly.
You both did a fine job. R2, the readout you recorded will really help in future battles with those Imperial warbots. But I can't help but feel sorry for Kligson. He loved his droids, yet he was forced to destroy so many of them.
R2-D2 beeped softly. C-3PO nodded.
You're right, R2. The Empire will soon be back to try and destroy Kligson again.
Suddenly, Droid World's powerful engines fired up and propelled the gigantic ship far into deep space. Luke smiled.
If the Empire can't find him, they can't destroy him. Maybe Kligson will find peace after all.
That was the end of the story. If you would like to hear it again, turn the tape over.